You bought an exotic pet, and then you found that you couldn't take care of it.
Did he want to find an animal a good home?
What did he say to you?
He can give me $750 for it.
And you said?
No, I will not take that amount.
Or was his pet only for profit?
He wanted $3,000.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
That's what they sell for, Your Honor.
You're ridiculous.
Ma'am?
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Ridiculous.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dennis Goldberg is suing pet store owner Ryan Gitman for the value of a kinkajou he allowed him to sell on consignment.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 159 on the calendar in the matter of Goldberg versus Gitman.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Goldberg, you bought an exotic pet, something called a kinkajou.
Yes.
How old was it when you purchased it?
It was about 4.5 months.
And then after 6 weeks, you found that you couldn't take care of it. Who lives in your household?
My wife and my child.
How old is your child?
She's 9 years old.
Why would you get an exotic pet that's a tree dweller, a nocturnal animal with a 9-year-old in the house?
We like animals a lot. We have several exotic animals. We have macaws, dogs.
Well, macaws are birds,
okay,
right?
But it's an exotic type of bird.
And macaws are bird.
Mm-hmm.
A dog is routine animal.
Mm-hmm.
I like animals too. I wouldn't buy a kinkajou. So I'm asking you why you purchased it.
It was something we'd admired always in getting.
But you realized that it was not the right thing to have. Now you're going to tell me why.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
Okay. Things got a little personal.
Listen, I did a little of my own research on kinkajous.
Okay.
So let's get it. Was it messy?
No.
Was it vicious?
No, it was very tame.
So you tell me what it was, if it wasn't messy and it wasn't vicious, why after a month did you decide to get rid of it and drive 500 miles to find somebody who was going to take it off your hands?
Well, things were getting out of hand.
What's personally out of hand?
Well, my mother-in-law has Alzheimer's disease for one. And treating her is very, very hard. And with all the other animals, things were starting to build up, so we decided to sell it. It wasn't for us.
You know, Mr. Goldberg, I don't believe that. I'm just letting you know that I don't believe that this animal was fine, not giving you any difficulty, not any more difficult than your macaw or one of your dogs, and you just decided to drive 500 miles, because that's what it was, 250 miles each way.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Away from your other dogs and from your mother-in-law. You drove 500 miles in order to find somebody who was going to get rid of this animal for you.
Because he deals with these type of animals.
I understand that. I know exactly what the story is. I'm just telling you, if something doesn't make sense to me, it's usually not true.
Okay.
So after having this pet that you paid how much for?
We paid $2,000 for it at a wholesale place. I have the receipt and the address.
Fine. And after 6 weeks, you brought it to the defendant because you called the person that you bought it from, the wholesaler, and you told the wholesaler that you couldn't keep it anymore. I assume you called the wholesaler to see if they would take it back.
It wasn't exactly 6 weeks. We bought it at the end of December, and we brought it down in March of 2011.
You told me the pet was 4.5 months old when you bought it.
But I'm telling you when I purchased it and when I brought it down. I have the receipt here when I bought it and when I brought it down, Your Honor.
Listen to me carefully. I'm asking you questions. I'm relying on your answers.
Okay.
You said to me it was 4.5 months old when we bought it. If that's not true, then you want to change your answer, Mr. Goldberg. Do you want to change your answer?
Yes.
How old was the kinkajou when you bought it?
Then it had to be a little bit older, probably 7 months. It was 6.5, 7 months. It was in the range of that realm. I don't know exactly when it was, the date it was born, Your Honor. I just know what the person who sold it to me told me that it's about this old. Well, there's a lot of detail, Your Honor.
There's not a lot of details. I'm very simplistic. We're not talking about the Scopes trial here.
Okay.
When you called the person who sold it to you, and you had had it for 6 weeks, according to you, you, I assume, wanted to return it to them.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And you were told he's not taking it back.
Right.
And you asked, how can I sell it?
Yes, I did.
Well, you could have put an ad in the paper, right?
I could have, but...
Just a second.
Okay.
Local ad in the paper. Where do you live?
In Tampa, Florida, ma'am.
So why didn't you put an ad in the paper for someone to purchase it in Tampa, Florida?
Because I knew I could get more money if I brought it down to South Florida, Your Honor. figured he deals with these types of exotic animals, he could definitely get more money.
Just a sec.
Sure.
You contacted the defendant, you drove the 250 miles to his place of business with the Kinkajou, and you left it there on consignment.
Yes, I did.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
On what date?
On March 21st.
Did Mr. Gitman call you to tell you that he had a purchaser?
Yes, he did on April.
On what date?
April 26th.
So for the month, he had had your animal on consignment?
Yes.
Did you pay him any fee for keeping or boarding the animal?
Not as of yet, only when it's sold.
Okay. When he called you on April 26th, what did he say to you?
That he has a buyer right now, at this minute. He can give me $750 for it.
And you said?
No, I will not take that amount because, number one...
Don't tell me because. You said, I'm not taking that amount.
Right, but I do need to make a point, Your Honor. Number one, it's a female Kinkajou.
Listen to me. I don't care what your reason is.
Okay.
You told him you would not accept the $750.
Correct.
What did Mr. Gitman say to you when you said, I'm not going to accept the $750?
He said, you should take this money.
Be careful what you tell me.
Okay.
He said, you should take this money.
Because what do you think you can get for such an animal?
And you said?
I said I could get a lot more.
And what did he say to you?
He says, okay. And we put it down. I'm not going to, after I told him I don't want to sell it, we put down the phone.
Did he tell you to come and get it?
Yes, he did.
Just a minute. You didn't tell me that, Mr. Goldberg. What you said was, you said, I don't want to take it, and then we hung up the phone. But that's not true, because when you said, I don't want to take it, he said, come and get it.
Right.
And what did you say?
I will come and get it.
Did you tell him when you would come and get it?
Yes, I did.
Well, so you're not giving me the whole story, Mr. Goldberg.
I'm sorry.
When did you tell him that you would come and get it?
About May 4th or 5th, I tell him.
Just a second. You said, I'll come to pick it up May 4th or 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Mr. Gitman say to you?
Fine. That's good.
Good. Keep going.
But, Your Honor, I need to explain something else to you. 2 days later, I got a letter in the mail from him with a check for $850 this time now.
Just a second.
I did not cash this check.
Just a second. All right. Mr. Gitman, on April 26th, you called Mr. Goldberg and told him he had a buyer for this pet.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you told him that you could get him $750 for it, and he said, I don't want $750.
Yes, ma'am.
So instead of $750, according to you, you got $850 for him.
No, ma'am. It was a consignment deal. So
no, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
$850 for him, because he's got a check for $850.
Yes, ma'am.
I assume you didn't do this as a charity, so you got something yourself.
You assume well.
Right. And what did you get? Don't look over there. Look over here.
Yes, ma'am. I probably got for the animal itself.
No. You're in business.
Yes.
Show me.
Okay.
Mr. Gitman?
Yes, ma'am.
You and I are not going to be friends, sir.
And I was so hoping.
No. So you got $2,200 for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what you say you got for it, which was actually a very reasonable... What?
That's a package. That's not the animal itself.
What package?
We sell packages at our store. We don't sell anybody with an animal that they can just leave and then they don't know how to take care of it. So with that $2,200, they get a cage, they get the permit, they get the food, they get the animal, they get the whole scope of it.
All right. Let's say you were fortunate enough to get him $2,000 for his Kinkajou, taking off the other stuff that I'm not interested in, which is the exact same price that he paid for it, which is really a pretty good deal for him. Because if you bought it for $2,000 and you can get $2,000 for it later, you buy a dog, you want to resell it, unless the dog is somehow salivating gold, you don't get more for it, you usually get less. So if you got $2,000 for it and he gets $1,000 and you get $1,000, that would be very fair, right? He's in business. He's not your brother.
I understand, but I bought it wholesale.
Goldberg, listen to me carefully.
All right.
You paid $2,000.
Wholesale.
If he's... I don't care. We're not in the diamond business here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have no specific agreement. I was out of generosity in my heart giving him $850 because I felt bad for the guy.
Mr. Gitman, I want to tell you, I don't like people who are in business, who are hustlers.
And later today...
Well, you have to make up your mind. Were you lying when you wrote the answer or are you lying now? You can't have two answers.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Dennis Goldberg says,
pet store owner Ryan Gitman owes for the value of a Kinkajou he allowed him to sell on consignment.
Okay, Mr. Goldberg paid $2,000 for it. So if you could get $2,000 for it, that would be a pretty reasonable deal, which means he gets half and you get half, which means you get $1,000. He sent you $850. You schlepped all the way here for $150? You're ridiculous.
Well, I have proof that it goes for a lot more, Your Honor.
I don't care. That's what you paid for it. I don't believe that a Kinkajou increases in value. So I don't understand what you're doing here for $150.
He wanted $3,000.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
That's what they sell for, Your Honor.
You're ridiculous.
Ma'am?
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Ridiculous. Now, I don't say that you should have accepted the $850, because if you sold it for $2,000, and I assume your consignment arrangement was that he would get half.
Negative.
Is that right?
Negative.
What was your consignment arrangement?
I give him what I want to give him. He can't get rid of his animal.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your arrangement
consignment, I give him what I want. He can't sell the animal. That's why he brought it to me. I can sell the animal. I have no specific agreement. I was, out of generosity of my heart, giving him $850 because I felt bad for the guy. There is no consignment deal that's 50-50.
Mr. Gitman, I want to tell you, I told you we're not going to be friends. And we're not going to be friends, sir, because although Mr. Goldberg, you know, thinks that because he took care of an animal for 6 weeks, it appreciated in value, and he's ridiculous. I don't like people who were in business, who were hustlers. Business people keep records. You took somebody's credit card, you took somebody's information, that means you keep records. That means if you take something on consignment, you have a contract, you have a verbal agreement with somebody. I'm going to take this on consignment, and whatever I get for it, I'll give you a half, I'll give you a third. We'll take off my expenses in feeding and taking care of the animal for as long as it takes, but then we'll split everything down the middle. You have some sort of an agreement, and yeah. I don't want to hear it's out of the goodness of my heart. Well, because that, Mr. Gitman, is ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as Mr. Goldberg.
Not as ridiculous.
Yeah, almost as ridiculous. You sold the Kinkajou for $2,000. I find that you're entitled to half of that, but I also find that you're entitled for the care that you gave the animal for a month.
Your Honor.
He did take...
I'm
quiet.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
He did take care of the animal for a month, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
All right. How much do you think that's worth?
I'd say about $10 a week in food.
Just a second. Just a minute. $10 a week in food.
Yes.
Let's say $10 a week
right.
in food.
Because
so that's 40 or 50 because he had the animal for 5 weeks. And his effort in taking care of it, what would you say that that's worth?
Well, he had the space. We never discussed this.
Well, what did you discuss with him about how much money he was going to take
right.
and how much money you were going to take?
His employee took the animal no. and...
Is what you're telling me you didn't have a contract with him?
I did have a contract.
I'd like to see the contract that you had with him.
They were very confident, though, his employee, for what they usually sell
just
for
30. Just a second.
300.
You told me you had a contract. Let me see it.
I can explain that to you.
I don't understand what this is at all.
Your Honor, generally...
It doesn't say anything.
Generally...
I'm
sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Literally everything in my life, like, stopped. You know, I was not working. I didn't have a job, so I didn't...
Pretty much.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dennis Goldberg says, pet store owner Ryan Gitman owes for the value of a Kinkajou he allowed him to sell on consignment.
Yeah, this doesn't say anything. It's a receipt on consignment. It doesn't say what the terms of the consignment are because it says that if you purchase something and you return it, you'll be given a 50% credit towards the purchase price.
It says consignment.
And it's a credit. What?
It says consignment on the top.
What are the terms of the consignment, Mr. Goldberg?
We agreed orally, Your Honor.
No, you can't agree orally, sir. Listen to me. Take the $850 check and cash it, because that's all you're getting, Mr. Goldberg. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
I would take that check and go swiftly to the bank and cash it. That's all. Thank you.
All right, excuse me. Step out.
She is definitely knows what she's... doing.
Well, I was kind of hoping it would be like a bully beatdown thing, and after he lost, we can go maybe and hash it out in a ring or something like that.
It's a beautiful animal.
When you do somebody a really nice favor like I did for him, give him $850 for an animal he couldn't sell, I thought maybe he'd send me a thank you card.
It's something exotic, different, the way when you hold it.
Maybe even offer to take me and my wife out to dinner, but for him to sue me over that and then try to get $3,000 plus dollars, That really made me mad.
You have to really experience it.
Some people are just dirtbags.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hansen versus Sorensen. Step forward, please.
Regina Hansen is suing her former friend, Cassandra Sorensen, for travel expenses so she could attend a funeral.
Ms. Sorensen, some of the facts in this case are not in dispute. The only thing that is in dispute is whether or not the plaintiff forgave a loan that she had originally made to you. I get that from your answer. Now, it appears to me that a friend of yours died.
Yes.
And who was that?
My childhood best friend's little sister.
Your childhood best friend's little sister?
Yes.
Name?
Tracy.
Oh, okay. Now, based upon what I read, Ms. Hansen and you communicated, and she agreed to extend a loan to you to buy a ticket and some cash so that you could attend the funeral, which is what she says you wanted to do. So far, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor. However, I took it as that she was just doing a good deed.
No, you didn't. That's not what you say in your answer. Your answer suggests that there was, in fact, a loan. You had agreed that you would pay her back the money, but later she told you not to worry about it. That's what you say in your answer. So that's not a good deed. That's a loan.
Well, her story's changed multiple times, so.
I'm talking about your story. Either it was a loan that she forgave, or there was never a loan and it was a gift. So you have to make up your mind which one it is.
I don't think it was a gift. It wasn't my birthday. It
doesn't have to be a birthday to be a gift,
no,
madam.
But no, but I saw it as a good deed.
So you thought it was a gift?
Yep.
Okay. The night before the funeral, Regina and I were hanging out. I was very upset and she was trying to make me feel better. She informed me that I didn't owe her any money back for what she had given me. She told me not to worry about it, like it wasn't even an issue. Then she started calling and texting me demanding her money back. Apparently, she changed her mind, but we already had a verbal agreement that I didn't have to reimburse her. That's what you wrote.
Yeah.
Well, you have to make up your mind. Were you lying when you wrote the answer, or are you lying now? You can't have two causes of action, and you can't have two answers.
No, I understand that.
She says you had a contract. She was going to advance you money so that you could attend Tracy's funeral, and the night before, she told you, you don't have to worry about it. Those were your words.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. The connotation was she was forgiving the debt, and then you said she took that back. But we already had an agreement that she was forgiving the debt. So now I want you to just come to yourself and think what your defense is to this money.
I don't think I owe her anything.
What's your defense? She gave you the money.
Yeah, she gave me the
money. Just a second. It went from this pile to that pile.
Right.
Now, did it go from this pile to this pile as a gift? Did it go from this pile to this pile as a loan that she later forgave? What's your defense?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Closed captioning is provided. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what's your defense?
I took it as a gift, and when we were out, she pretty much said to me, she was like, you know what, just don't worry about it right now. And I took that as that she is helping me out and doing a good deed by helping getting me home, because I need to be here for this, I need to be home. Because at that point in time, literally everything in my life had like stopped. You know, I was not working, I didn't have a job, so
I didn't
buy my own ticket.
Pretty much, or?
Pretty much.
How much money went from this pile to this pile?
Well, I think my airline ticket was $300-something, and then she gave me some cash when I got into town.
How much?
$100.
How much was the airline ticket?
$360 and some change.
And you gave her $100 in cash?
That's correct.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $460. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I didn't know what she was going to say because she makes a lot of things up anyways.
People do things, you know, for each other.
There's no way I would have loaned somebody $500 and not asked for it back.
I mean, I try to do things for other people.
It was a loan for somebody who didn't have any money.
We're all just friends with each other.
I wasn't really her friend to begin with.
It kind of puts a little, you know, damper on our friend circle or group.
I only, you know, knew her through mutual friends.
I really don't want to go back home or see her or anyone else for that matter.
I don't need to speak with her, have any dealings with her.
Plenty of other people.
It was just something I guess I felt nice that day, you know, to actually do that for somebody that I don't know.
What goes around comes around.
I believe in what comes around goes around, and, you know, that's the same for the defendant.
Whatever.